tonight we celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ onto the stage of the divine drama of human history. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The very specific moment in time, 2,026 years ago, our seminarian sang the Christmas proclamation before Mass. At a very specific moment in history, the divine Word, the Son of God, the second person of the Most Blessed Trinity, took on a human body and a human soul in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Nazareth. 9 months later, was born in Bethlehem, the Son of God, taking on a human body and a human soul, is called, as you know, the Incarnation, from the Latin, in the flesh. And the Word became flesh. The Word was made incarnate, dwelt among us, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. Took flesh of the Virgin Mary and became man. Those words are so sacred that tonight, when we usually bow at those words, we will all kneel at those sacred words as we celebrate that mystery. Peter Kreeft, a Catholic philosophy professor at Boston College, says that the Incarnation is the most astonishing of all God's acts. It is the most surprising, unforeseeable, unimaginable thing that ever happened. The eternal God, who has no beginning or end, became a mortal man. The author of all history stepped into the drama he created and became one of his own characters. Saint Augustine would say it this way: he whom the world cannot contain was contained in his mother's womb. Think of it. God becoming man is the most shocking, surprising thing ever to hit the universe. The God who created the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the galaxy, the universe, the God who created the plants and the animals, the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, the God who created angelic and human persons, the author of all creation, would become one of his own creatures. And not just one of his many creatures, not just one of many great men and prophets and teachers who walk the face of the earth. Jesus Christ is the star of the show. Our Lord takes center stage in his own divine drama. He so much takes center stage in the course of human history that all time belongs to him. Indeed, all time is calculated based on his birth, either time before his birth or after his birth. Who would have thought that God himself would become the main character in the drama of the history of salvation? It is the most surprising, unforeseeable, unimaginable thing to ever hit this planet. The all-powerful, all-knowing, eternal God became a man in order to save us. Now, as I reflect on our Lord taking center stage on the drama of the history of salvation, isn't it beautiful and perhaps even surprising that our Lord takes the stage quietly, silently, under cover of darkness? His entrance is humble and in silence. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis describes Jesus' birth as the rightful king who snuck into enemy-occupied territory by night, disguised as one of us. Of course, Jesus is not disguised as one of us. He actually became a man with a real human body and a real human soul and a human intellect and a human will and a human heart. He's 100% God and 100% man. When he was born 2,026 years ago in time, it was at midnight. Most people were asleep. As we sing, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam wacht. Silent night, holy night, all is asleep. But one is watching. Sacred Scripture kept insisting during Advent, stay awake, stay awake. The shepherds were awake at midnight, keeping the night watch over their flock. Our Lord's humble entrance on the stage was so quiet, it happened at midnight. Only the shepherds were awake to hear the announcement by the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Jesus comes on the stage of human history quietly. As a little baby, a tiny baby, a helpless infant, not exactly how you might expect the star of the show to make his grand entrance. Hence the most surprising, unforeseeable, unimaginable thing that ever hit this planet. He takes center stage as a tiny, helpless baby. And who could resist a baby? Peter Kreeft writes that the gospel is a love story, the story of God's love for man. It's a story of a crazy, passionate love that led the eternal God, infinitely perfect and lacking in nothing, to become a mortal man to save us from our sins. What a love story. For God so loved the world that he gave us his own beloved Son, so that everyone who is believing in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God so loved us that he gave us his own beloved Son. Jesus was born in Bethlehem so that everyone who is believing in him might be saved through him. St. John says at the beginning of his gospel that Jesus came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But for those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God to those who believe in his name. To those who did accept and believe him, he gave power to become a child of God. Saint Athanasius would say it this way, the Son of God became a son of man so that the sons of man might become sons of God. Put another way, Christ shares our humanity so that we can share his divinity. When the deacon adds a drop of water to the wine during the offertory at Mass, he prays, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Christ shares in our humanity so that we can share in his divinity. The popular Christmas hymn sings this mystery about the sharing of the divinity of Christ. You know the hymn well. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Indeed, Jesus was born to raise us from the earth. Jesus was born into our world so that we could be born into his world. Christ was born in Bethlehem so that we could be born into the eternal life of heaven. This second birth is possible for those who believe in Jesus, for everyone who is believing in him might have eternal life. May our believing in the Christ child born in Bethlehem this night raise our hearts and minds from the earth on this most holy night and give us all a share in his divine nature. Amen.